Happy Pym and the Smuggler's Secret. Written by Laura Wood and read by Amy Enticknap. My hands were clammy, and I could hear my heart thump, thump, thumping away like the persistent beat of a catchy dance number. I glanced up and down the corridor for the 100th time, making sure that no one was going to catch me. All was quiet, and, taking a deep breath, I turned my attention to the lock on Miss Susan's door. How had it come about that I, Poppy Pym, found myself breaking into my chemistry teacher's room? I hear you wonder. Well, that is an excellent question. And you obviously have a keen detective mind yourself to be wondering such a wonder. There is, of course, a perfectly logical explanation. In fact, I had actually broken into Miss Susan's room once before when I had accused her of being a dastardly jewel thief and it turned out she was completely innocent. As every detective knows, a red herring or two is sure to send you in the wrong direction before you capture a criminal mastermind. But I'll admit my run-in with Miss Susan was not my finest moment. However, this time, the break-in was a very different beast. For one thing, I didn't have the help of my best pals Kip Kapoor and Ingrid Blammel. This particular mission was definitely something that I needed to do alone. And for another thing, I wasn't trying to prove Miss Susan was a desperate criminal. No, this time, I was trying to prove something much more serious. That she was my mother. Yes, it was all a bit loopy, and if I thought about it too hard, then my brain began to twirl like lots of spinning plates precariously balanced on spindly sticks. You see, when I was a baby, I was left at a travelling circus with a note from a mysterious person called E. Then I was adopted by a fantastic and funny circus family, led by ringleader, trapeze artist and psychic, Madame Petronella Pym. My life was totally normal until I was 11, when I was sent to St. Smithan's boarding school. That's when things got pretty strange, and not just because I had to eat cornflakes for breakfast instead of candy floss, and learn to juggle numbers in maths class rather than flaming tennis balls with Bobo the Clown. That was when I started to wonder about who had left me behind at the circus all those years ago. And Pym had given me an envelope of clues that had been left with me as a baby. Clues which I was sure would point me towards my real mother. One of these clues was a necklace, a very distinctive necklace. A silver chain threaded with tiny pearls and a fancy engraved silver heart charm